If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day, so then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have two hands.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream, mush, gray, like, existence.
Every day I wake up and I don't want to do something. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be us today? Do you want to feel like a little... Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And if you don't have a high, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Make the promise small. Build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is... A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You know, when you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
If you feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless, I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. You know, I'm just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many years in there are so upset with how you lived your life. You can just regret how you lived it. And I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro.
I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on what I did to get here.
The man who never fail, the man who never fail has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen?
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible. And then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's...
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A version that wants you to chase your potential.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes or the greatest athletes in the world do things when they're uncomfortable. The best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most are weak.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat. To learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
The easiest thing in life is to give up. The hardest thing is to keep going. But we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on and just continue to keep your head up, continuing to march on ahead towards your dream and never losing sight now. I think that's definitely, for sure, the most difficult thing is keeping your goal and your eyes set on that and not being distracted, not giving up.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. Motivation, certainly. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Mm-hmm. You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
Go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can. You just got to push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm going to give it a shot. Help us some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it. And you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next time, then you're on top of the mountain, man. But you only got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is, a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, I can't see a way through. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And a boy says, yeah. And the horse says, then just take that.
Wow.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the mold, guys. You get out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel as you're jogging it back in around 5 or something, as your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock, and your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside, wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent. You could do this. Then follow that voice.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. You have to give yourself deadlines. You have to remind yourself that tomorrow everything could go kaput. COVID could come back. You could be fired. You could die. You could have an illness. Give yourselves a sense of urgency that I need to get things done quickly.
We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, which is all the others of that 40%, is a world that's endless of opportunity.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box, it's comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown. And that's what I started realizing, man, like on the other end of this is some beautiful stuff. So I got outside my box and realized, man, 300 pounds. Now look at me, I'm 185 pounds. And on the other side of the box was all this stuff. And I didn't know it was over there until I climbed the wall.
And now here we are, in front of that arena.
You know, if you have a clear, like, if you have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, and a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen, and that's what happens. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average. And plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, it will change.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm going to do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
So I've had quite a few people on that have that same message, and it resonates with people because we're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect.
Nope.
I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
You have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
Yeah.
What would that guy do right now?
Yeah.
Because you are.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security. outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, you develop armor for your mind.
Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it.
You said that discipline eats motivation for breakfast.
And discipline's good too. But without a clear headspace, there's no discipline.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't beat a man if you don't jump. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training. The jump is necessary. It's like I said in the video, every successful person I ever know has jumped. Why would you not? See, you have this opportunity. All of us have opportunities in life. It's going to require a decision that we have to make.
Human struggle, worrying about other people's perceptions about who you are. Like, why would you ever care about that, you know? And I think that I fell victim to that in my past, of worrying about things that I can't control. You know, if the people understood what words could do to a human being, especially where we are in today's society, then they wouldn't be invested in that. So I'm not here to dispel anything.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And continue to ask other people around me about what they think about me, and continue to write about mood swings. Like, you know, human beings have mood swings. Like, you go home and you're not happy with things, or you're mad at something, or you're happy. That's a mood swing. It's okay to be human. Like, I don't have to be perfect for anyone here, nor do I have to be perfect for the public. So I'm not here to dispel any perception. I'm just here to be myself.
If you don't work hard enough, things in your life will not go well. If you work too hard, things in your life will not go well. If you work just about the right amount, things in your life will probably go great. And working out where that line is the task of the perennial overthinker. The insecure overachiever has to always be asking the question, do I need to put my foot on the gas more or less? And if you find yourself regularly outworking all of the people around you and then not choosing to do it, I think that maybe you should consider just lifting that foot off a little bit.
When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me.
Or I like to think about it as this. You can be two things at once. So you can have the feeling of being really frustrated with somebody. And that can be true. And you can also love them at the same time. You can be jealous of somebody. And you can also allow that to inspire you at the same time. You can be afraid, which is true. And you can still find the willpower to push yourself, or discipline to push yourself forward. You can be deeply in a state of grief, having experienced one of the biggest losses or betrayals of your life, and still experience a moment of joy as you're standing on the ocean and watching some bird dive into the sea. Human beings are very complex, and when you start to understand you're not just one thing, it gives you freedom to ride the waves of feelings, to ride the waves of experience, and to kind of go down and go, oh, this is a terrible thing, and know that you will be able to come out the other side of it.
Every single good thing that happens in our lives, everything, comes at a cost. There's nothing for free. Somebody with an incredible career has no relationship with their kids, right? Everything comes at a cost. But at the same time, everything we struggle with has opportunity and lesson that goes with it. It's always balanced, right? And so whenever anybody tells me this great thing, I'm always like, yeah, but at what cost? And was the cost worth it? Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. And when something horrible happens in someone's life or something goes sideways, I always ask, but what did you learn? I went through depression. I never want to go through that again, but I'm really glad it happened because it's given me an entirely new life view. And I think of strengths and weaknesses the same way. You know, I think it's hilarious when people say, what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? Well, it depends. Life is balanced and it's always contextual. And everything that we have that's a strength has liability attached. And every weakness we have has strength that's attached.
And greatness is not intelligence, as you know. Greatness comes from character, and character isn't formed out of smart people. It's formed out of people who suffered. And so if I could wish upon you, I don't know how to do it, but you know, for all of you Stanford students, I wish upon you.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know, ample doses of pain and suffering.
You have to understand, this next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is not the time to try to maximize as much money so you can buy a fat whip. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
There's no passion, there's no fucking motivation, there's no, oh my God, man, it's every day of your life just doing. Someone sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is gonna, where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.